Friends, I realize that you've had a lot to listen to and take in this morning. So my message is a very short one today. Just this week, there was a very short bulletin on the news about the fact that the Church of Scotland membership has reached its lowest figures, and that X amount of people have left in the last few years. Did anyone hear that or see that? Number of you. And it's fairly easy to be discouraged by these kinds of reports. For me, the plus side is that even if the membership is at lowest ebb, the Church of Scotland still has over 400,000 members. And I think that's a lot in anyone's estimates. Maybe in the days that have gone by, it was far more than that. But 400,000 people is a lot. People who should, at the very least, have a willingness to reflect something of the life of Christ in their lives. And we can concentrate on the negative. We can bemoan the fact that people are leaving the institution of the church, or we can do what the late John F. Kennedy called the other thing. In our case, that means to be like Jesus and to pour our energy into that. Human beings, especially the privileged, have this tendency to concentrate on what they don't have instead of giving thanks for what they do. We are often blind to the grace that surrounds us in life, perhaps because we take it for granted. One of the simple graces that God has blessed us with is the beauty of life. We see it every day in the people that we see or meet, and yet it's so easy not to marvel at it. I think Jesus marveled at it. I think Jesus gave God thanks for it. I think for Jesus, the people around him and those he didn't meet were the most important part of his life and his vision and his focus. People mattered to him above everything else, even his own existence. He took time for them. He listened to them. He understood them. And above all, he loved them without restriction and without conditions. Now, it may sound like stating the obvious, but Jesus had a heart for his fellow human beings, and he demonstrated this very clearly by reaching out to them. The fascinating thing is they didn't have to impress him or march to the beat of his drum, even if he wanted them to. He simply marveled at life, and he saw something in them that we can so easily fail to see, because more often than not, our egos get in the way, sometimes allowing us to conjure up excuses why we don't need to care, why we can be dismissive, like people not meeting our high standards or not agreeing with us or just being different. Jesus seemed to absorb all these things in his love for God's creations and simply gave of himself. And by doing so, shone light into people's lives, enveloped them with grace, and blessed them with dignity. And I believe with all my heart that the bad things we witness in our world can be transformed. But it takes more than us simply trying to latch people onto Jesus, sometimes like the blind leading the blind. It takes personal transformation as well. Our personal transformation. When we, by God's grace and guidance, change the way we see others and realize that we are no better or worse than them. That in the eyes of God, all of us are equal, and that God's love doesn't discriminate. It's hard work and it takes practice, but the more we as individuals practice the presence of Christ, the more it becomes part of who we are, and also what we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, we sing, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And this means that as we concentrate our entire beings on Jesus, although we know that we as human beings can be dreadful and do terrible things, we can also see that those around us, our neighbors, are actually worth fighting for. Not with weapons of destruction, but with the power of God's love. I've probably told you this before about a million times, but I'm going to tell you once more. Some of you may not know this, but when I lived in Switzerland, I did a lot of lifting or taxiing. Almost every single week, I drove to Zurich Airport and back, ferrying the what I would like to call the executives in my life. And because it was something I did frequently, I decided that I was going to make the most of the experience. And so when I got to the airport and was waiting for Leandra or our neighbor or our friend who lived down the road, I would observe those waiting for their friends or loved ones. And in Switzerland, it's quite a special thing. Sometimes when youngsters got off the planes with their backpacks on, the family would be standing there with cowbells, okay, and going crazy as they came out. I got pretty good at being able to identify where planes had come from just by looking at the clothes the passengers were wearing. But what was most enriching about the experience, apart from seeing Leandra and our friends, was the other people seeing their loved ones. And the expressions of joy that filled their hearts and faces when they saw the person or people that they had come to meet. And I would sit there watching and giving thanks to God for the gift of life and the blessing of relationships. That we as a species are able to feel so deeply about other human beings. And I would hope in my heart that one day we might see all our brothers and sisters in the way that we see those with whom we share the closest bonds. And it doesn't take all that much, but it does take participation. And it does take the willingness to be changed and transformed, to let the Spirit of God and of Christ do His work in us, so that we might simply see others as Jesus sees us. And I hope as we enter Christian Aid Week next week that we will give to those in need with hearts that are filled with love, that people on the other side of the world may know that amidst all the chaos and the strife and the violence that has hit so many people's lives, that strangers care for them. That strangers want to share with them something of the blessings of God for no other reason than the fact that that's what lives transformed by Jesus do. Take time, friends, to ponder these things, and may we allow the God who is love mold us and shape us so that God's kingdom may continue to come. Amen.